Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show, a ministry embracing widows. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope that you can understand me. I'm a little congested tonight, but other than that, I am doing fine, and I hope all is well, and you all had a wonderful Christmas, and now we're getting ready to have going into the new year. End with the old, and end with the new. And I'm sure all of us want 2020 to leave us. But I want you to, I know it's been very difficult for many of us, starting in March up until now. But I want you to think about it, that you're on the air, you're still here. Have you experienced more blessing in 2020 in spite of the pandemic, in spite of all the different changes, all of the different craziness has gone on at the White House, the Republican against the Democratic against the Republican. We have had to watch this, the health care workers, the doctors, the nurses, the first respondents, the police officers, teachers, different way of teaching for 2020. But just think of all of the things that have happened throughout this 2020. And does the bad outweigh the good? I'm talking about you personally, not you, not the world. You're talking about you personally. Has it been a blessing for you? Has God protected you? Has God protected you and your family? So when we think about 2020, it hasn't been all that bad. It has been, but because of thinking of you individually, that you've gotten through all of this, you've gotten through without your loved one being there, and many of us have lost other loved ones, friends, family, neighbors, church members. And at my church, we have lost so many members. So just think, and think the things that you can really say that has been a blessing for you in spite of all of the different changes and the sadness and the trials and tribulation that we have dealt with. We are only a couple of days away from 2021, and we are all praying and hoping that as we walk into that year, or the 2021, is it going to be better? Is it going to be worse? We don't know. But one thing we do know, that we have a God that has never left us. He will always be there for us. He's never left us. He's been with us through all of this. So we have to believe, trust, and have faith that this is going to be a better year, but it's going to be a blessed year, and you're just going to be blessed even more than you've been blessed in 2020. But tonight I have some things that I want to read. I'm going to do a lot of reading tonight. And I want to read about things that Jesus is probably saying to all of us right now through the trials and tribulations. He wants us to continue to believe in him and trust in him and continue to pray and ask for his presence. And the first reading I will be talking about is that I'm going to be reading from this book. But first thing, there was something that I wanted to say at the beginning. Where is it? Okay. Just think about this statement. Hope shines brightest when your world is darkest. Hope shines brightest when your world is darkest. As I was coming downstairs about 15 minutes ago, I looked out and I saw a full moon. And when you look at the sky, the full moon brights up the sky. Remember, outside is dark, but that full moon shines and just lights up the sky. So even though there is darkness, God finds a way to show us brightness, show us the light that we need to continue to focus on and believe in and trust in. Cast all your cares on me, and I'm watching over you. I am actually a good catcher. So throw your cares, your anxiety, your concern, all of the things that you went through in 2020, he wants you to just like put it all in a pile. Get a garbage bag and put it all in a pile. All the things that you have gone through and you're still going through and you're still holding on to, put it in a garbage bag. And I want you to seal that. Get that string and seal it up. And this is what Jesus is saying to us. Cast all your cares and your concerns to him. As soon as you release these worrisome things, you can breathe a sigh of relief and release yourself in my loving presence. It doesn't matter if you have to do this many times each day. And I'm sure we have had some situation where it seemed like there were so many different things that we had to deal with in one day. We didn't want to face the next day. And sometimes during the night as well. I am always awake, ready to catch your cares, bear your burden, because I am infinitely powerful. Bearing your burden does not weigh me down. He has all powers in his hand. He can handle all of our problems, all of our concerns, all of our worries. No matter how much you throw it at me, I will never miss. So refuse to let your worries weigh you down. Remember that I am with you, ready to help you with whatever you are facing. Instead of just dealing with and concentrating on those problems, look at me, look to me lightheartedly and say, catch me, Jesus, catch it. Get that big bag, garbage bag that you put everything in and throw it, fling it to him, because he's right there. And he said, my arms are strong and waiting for the catch. And three scriptures that I want to read. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. That's for Peter 5:7. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety. Psalms 139:23. Psalms 125:5-8. It says, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shield at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day and the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harms. And he has done just that. You're still here. And you're getting ready to walk into the new year. He's been there for you. He will watch over your life and your children and your family. The Lord will watch over you, your coming and your going, both now and forever. Psalm 68:19 says, but praise be the Lord to God our Savior, who daily bears our burden. We've all experienced so many emotions, so many thoughts, so many things that we have to do alone in 2020. But just know, and just think about it, that God has been right there by your side. He's never left you once. Maybe many times that you may not have felt that he was there, but he was. And he said, remember that I am your constant companion, eager to help you to take the next step. He's done that, and he still will do that. And then the next step, you have to take only one at a time instead of staring grimly into the future. Well, now we thought that we could think about the future. We don't know, because how 2020 just sort of knocked us off our feet, because we didn't know all these things that were going to happen. So now, instead of trying to figure out what's going to happen 2021, we must now trust God. Trust God with all our hearts. Because you know one thing? We've had many plans for 2020 before it came. But look, everything was changed. Things have happened that has never happened before. Look how the kids are being taught virtually, not in the classroom. So I think we need to take our focus on off of 2021 and just pray and ask God to let his will be done and walk with us and continue to be with us like he was when he got us through 2020. So instead of focusing what's going to happen on 2021, just thank him that we have gotten through. We only have a couple more days, and I'm sure he's going to still get us through. We need to focus on prayer, praying for strength, praying for deliverance, praying for others, praying for the health care workers, the doctors and nurses and all the other people out there that on the front line. We need to focus more on praying, prayer. Prayer does change things. Let's not focus on what's going to happen on 2021 because we don't know. We thought we knew what was going to happen in 2020 because I had a lot of plans. Oh, yeah, I thought that 2020 was going to be my best year ever. But it was still a blessing. I received many blessings. And Jesus continued to say, as you walk with me along your life path, let the hope of heaven shine brightly on you, lighting up your perspective dramatically. Though the way ahead may be steep and difficult, the end of the journey is stunningly glorious beyond description. And every moment you are getting closer to your heavenly home, as you look to me in faith, trusting me in my finished work on the cross, the light of heaven, hope, shines upon you and brightens the path just before you. There is some scripture I'm going to read, Matthew 11:28. Come to me, and when who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Let's see if there's another one here. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Yes, he will do just that. He has been protecting you from all evil. Let me check the time. As I continue reading, my ways are very mysterious at times. Now, that's a true statement because 2020 has been very mysterious indeed. Even as those who know me intimately, it's tempting for my followers to try to control the circumstance of their lives by being good enough. They may not even realize this is motivating their behavior, but circumstances come when circumstances come crashing down around me. Now, just knowing that, I'm telling you this, I'm trusting God. I have situations. I have times where I get a little bit weary, but when I feel that I'm going into a dark place, then I switch and try to pray more and talk to God so I can get out of that place. So here he said, when circumstances come crashing down around us, we need to pray, have faith, and believe that he will continue to get us through this time in our life. And he also indicates you must have room for mystery in your worldview. Now, yes, it's been many mystery in 2020. I will never be predictable or controllable, but I am trustworthy. When adversity strikes you and your loved one, remember the word of Job. The Lord gave me, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed is the name of the Lord. We must bless him and continue to praise him. Through Job, the story of Job, excuse me one second here. He talked about, let me see, I'm getting a little bit off schedule. Okay. Through Job filter at times during his excruciating ordeal, At the end of it, he confessed, "Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. Likewise, I urge you to view matters you cannot understand as divine mysteries, things too wonderful for you to know." And really, we have really been very puzzled on all the things that we have experienced. But we must trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, because we just don't know. We just don't know what's going to happen in 2021. All we can do is get on our knees and pray and ask God to please continue to have your angels, to wrap your angels around you and your family, and continue to protect you from all harm or danger. Psalms 91 is a very good a good scripture to read. I love Psalm 27, 37, and Psalms 121. It's pretty much asking for protection from God. So those are very good scriptures that you can read to help you and give you that encouragement that God will always be there and he will take care of any harm or danger. And I normally say every day, I always say, no weapon that is formed against me and my children. And I even go as far as saying, no weapon that is formed against me and my children, our home, our cars, or anything that he made possible for me to have. So I speak on all of it. And I do that every day, because we must continue to ask God for protection, because things seem to be getting worse as far as the pandemic itself. Okay. And he's asking us to direct your thoughts to him more and more each and every day. When you are working on a challenging project, and I am working on one right now, you tend to seek my face and my help frequently. This pleases him. When you talk with him, you bring your burdens to him. He wants you to do that. And this pleases him. This is a delight rhythm about this. You look to me in a listening mode. Then you act with the help of my spirit. This is repeated over and over again as you and I collaborate on the project. Being attentive to me takes substance effort. But this collaboration ways of doing things does not drain him. To be encouraged to live more and more of your life this way. When the task before you is less challenging, you tend to be less attentive to me. And that's the truth. When we can handle it ourselves, we don't think about God. We figure we can handle it ourselves. But again, when it gets really challenging, then that's when we go. God wants us to go come to him with everything, not just the little things, but the big things as well. You know, well, not just the big things, but the little things as well. You forget that you live in a world of war with any enemies that never rest. This is why the Apostle Paul admonished Christian to be alert and always keep on praying. That is the key. Keep on praying. The more you direct your thoughts to me, the more alive you will feel. This prayer privilege is not just a chore. It is a joyous lifestyle. Make it more your lifestyle. Pray more and ask God for his protection. Ephesians 6:18, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Also pray for others, not just continue to pray for yourself. It's important that you pray for others, because I've been praying for, I saw today 334,000 people that have lost their lives. Just imagine how many family members that are grieving. And also, and many of them was not there with their loved ones when they passed. So pray for those people. Pray for them, the strength for them to get through this, because I just can't imagine and don't want to imagine not to be able to be with my loved one if for some reason something happens like this. So that is all I am wanting to talk about. Just asking you to be more prayerful about things, and also continue to cast your burdens to the Lord. And that's what he wants us to do. So be encouraged. And Joshua, first chapter, the 9th verse. Be strong and be of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with you wherever you goest. So that is so true. He's still there walking by your side, helping you through this terrible pandemic and this crazy world. And we must, you know one thing? I know many of us don't consider that Trump as our president, and I never did. But you know one thing? If we can pray for him, then I'm sure we can see God. God is going to take care of business. But release those from your heart about the Trump. As you go into 2021, release it. Let God handle it. I don't care how mean and nasty and careless and whatever he's done. Pray for him. Release it. Because we all have said some things about him. But put him in your prayer. Because you know one thing? God is going to show up and show out. He's not going to get away with anything that he's done wrong. But let God. Let go and let God. And I know it's kind of hard. But prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. Just remember that. And I hope that as 2021 comes in, that you see that full moon out there, that full moon in the sky, even though there is darkness out there, that you'll be able to see the light. See the light that God is shining down on us, letting us know, just keep trusting me, and we'll get through this together. Have a happy new year. Be blessed, be safe, and be on your knees praying and asking God to protect you and your family as he did in 2020. The next chapter, wish you all the best in 2021. And we hope that we can put together great things for you and your loved one, and helping you do 2021 as well. Be blessed, and thank you all for everything that you have done for me and Sheila, and also the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. We do appreciate everything that you have done, and we hope that we can continue to be there for you, to embrace you through this time in your life. And that is it. Good night. And Happy New Year's.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
Overwhelmed in the moment, right?